Welcome back. Hour two, next week, Halloween, as we slide into the holiday season. I'm afraid it's going to be a tough one. Grab every moment you can and treasure it. That's the best thing to do, I think. How many Americans have rolled up their sleeves? Let's see, an interesting new number. We'll get to that. See if my partner's there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Now, next question is, do you want to hear me?
Well,
don't answer
not?
That. I don't want to be embarrassed. All right. How many people do you know who have gotten the new shot? I know none.
Are you asking me?
No, the other girl there.
Oh. I know a couple.
Okay. And how do you know they really got the shot?
I only know because they boasted about it on their social media accounts. And, you know, I don't know if this is me projecting onto them, but I do detect that they may be putting these types of announcements out there for reassurance that they made a good decision. In my mind, they don't seem as confident of their decisions the way they were a year, 2 years ago. Years ago, I would say. You know, it's shocking to me because what kind of a cave do these people live in where at least some of this news of these injuries haven't trickled down to them?
Right. It's pretty grim. How many shots in the U.S.? There's no update. It was 7 million last week sometime. Nothing new. I can't find anything new. And whatever I find is probably going to be a lie anyway. In the world, they're still claiming, this is a year ago though, 12.7, call it 13, 13 billion shots given to 8 billion people. All right.
And that covers a lot of people.
Well, I still think it's worth stating that our position is that the truth is now being leaked out here and there. We're getting a lot of, you know, basic truths about this bioweapon. And even in the major part of the alt media, they don't care. They've got their shots out. People have been injected. And what was that stat you gave me today? One mRNA, one spike protein, and
1,291 diseases.
1,291 different ways that it can take you out, basically.
Well, just diseases that you might be forced
to live
with,
diseases.
And then
right.
Yeah,
injuries.
Countless ways to die.
Right. So, yeah, you get what they're saying with that quote is one mRNA set of instructions and its liquid nanoparticle companions running around in your body, a little lodge somewhere, and go into a cell and be driven in by the SV40 promoter and go to work producing lots of spike proteins. One spike protein by itself just to run roughshod, and you're off to the races. It could be that simple.
Potentially.
Anyhow.
You know, if we're talking about amyloids and protein misfolding.
Right. Now, this source is saying that 230,637,000 Americans, 70% of the population, are considered now to be fully vaxxed. And that's probably 15%, maybe 20% under the total number of people who have gotten at least one shot. To be fully vaxxed means, in the old days, it used to mean, I guess, three shots? One, two, and three. That was fully vaxxed. Then they made it one, two, three, and four. And I don't know what it ended up at. It's too many. However you look at it.
Yeah, for some people, one was too many.
You know, here we are in a world of flat screen addiction, and I mean a capital A addiction, and those flat screens are being held in people's hands all the time. And I forgot the amount of texts that every teenager sends on the average every month, how many hours a day on these phones. It's 6 or 8, I think. Something and phenomenal. And now that Oregon has said that mathematics, reading, and writing are basically racist, and that Oregon students are no longer going to be held accountable for having to be proficient in reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're just going to graduate them. They don't want to harm the special interest students.
Wow.
Special needs, as it were. It's crazy. And that's not here. And they're basically just admitting what has been the agenda for years. They've stopped teaching kids hardcore academics long ago. So it's old stuff. So, all right, we have an addicted populace, and they put the small phone down. What do? They stare at the big screen and look at Netflix or whatever. This is a complete escapist generation, and irresponsibility, lack of common communication skills, and now no longer an admitted, avowed need to understand how to read, write, and do simple math. This is going to third world fast.
It's.
And I'm tired of seeing white teenagers talking like African Americans. I don't know. I don't get it. They're emulating.
Well, the level, I mean, the extent of these people's vocabularies is not very,
high. A couple hundred words.
I mean, I was having a conversation with a neighbor's son, whose father's in the hospital, and this was, I don't know, a month or so ago. This is a vax-injured person, and I was asking, how's your dad doing? How are his spirits? And he didn't know what I meant when I said, how are his spirits?
Oh, no.
So I had to translate.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, and that you don't live in a bottom end neighborhood either. So
yeah, I was just going to say, it's a typical middle class, fairly well to do neighborhood. I mean, he did go to school, he did graduate. He's not a dummy, but he is on his computer or phone all the time. You almost never see him without it.
You know, the first thing, if I could overhaul an English curriculum at a high school level, I would teach obligatory vocabulary. The first thing I'd do, start teaching them new words. And it's proven that the more words you know, the more fully you can enjoy the experience called living. That's true. You have more ways in your mind to define situations that you're encountering and seeing and viewing, the more words you have to use. It makes it better. It's a fact. It's interesting.
Yeah, I'd heard that too. A person's vocabulary, in terms of how they can express themselves, if they can find the right words to make a point, and then how they interpret what's being said to them.
Well, see, they've outsmarted us, all these young people. They've come up with one word that means thousands of things. It's the word like.
It's a filler.
And all they have to do is give it a different inflection, a different sound, a different tone. Mm. I think they could speak full sentences just by using the word like, depending on how the emphasis is laid. Now, don't laugh.
Yeah.
I've heard people use it multiple different ways in a sentence, and it's pretty funny. Okay, here's a report from another professional around the country. This is a nurse. We'll call her Sharon. Sharon came home this morning to tell me, she's talking about her husband here, that she saw her first crazy aggressive cancer. i.e. a turbo cancer. Sharon had a 42-year-old woman married with kids. She took the first two jabs because her employer forced the employees to do it. Sharon didn't want to, but she did. No more shots since. This is the mind-blowing part. She had a tumor on her left breast, and the tumor ate through her breast and is exposed through a large open wound.
Mm.
This thing is literally eating her from the inside out. She claimed it started out looking like a bruise and rapidly accelerated into this. She was in the unit for altered mental health. She also stated, the patient did, that three other women in her office are now severely ill since the jab, with one having an autoimmune disorder that no one can pinpoint and no history for her or anyone in her family of having. The pace of death is accelerating, and with some really strange causes. This 42-year-old is going to surgery along with radiation and chemo, so she will get the full complement of cut, burn, and poison treatment. This jab, this bioweapon, is brilliant. They can suck you dry of all your assets, financial assets, while killing you slowly, and simply explain the cause away by attributing it to something else. Someone will say the woman wore a tight bra for too long and her fabric softener was the culprit behind the cancer, and the dummy sheeple will probably buy into it and never connect the dots. There's another report from another professional health care worker. So this is turbo cancer. And it's literally eating the body up. It ate its way from the inside out in this woman's breast. So they'll whack that off, sew her up, and start poisoning her and dosing her with radiation. Wonderful.
Well, it sounds like if she's having mental issues, there metastases to the brain?
Could be. Yeah, it's, look, these, and any of you have reports out there you'd like us to feature on the program or certainly make us aware of, we appreciate that. If it comes from a good source like the report I just read, that would be very helpful. Okay, we have a little update on shedding here, which is now more vicious than ever. At least that's the way it seems. So set this one up for us. What do we got?
This is from a woman named Lori, who has posted in the shedding group and throughout social media about her experience from having given her neighbors a car ride. Now, these neighbors had been vaxxed with Pfizer. She does make a point of saying it was Pfizer. 2 months prior to her giving them this ride. But the mistake was that the windows were rolled up, so they were in a close, confined area for a period of time.
They were exchanging air, yes.
Yes, sharing the same airspace. And she has suffered every day since then, which was approximately over 2 years ago now. So she has put together several videos. She has her own BitChute channel, and she may have a Rumble channel as well. And we're actually hoping she might grant us an interview here, if we can get a hold of her, and she can come on and we can talk to her directly. But for now, we have one of her videos describing her ordeal in her own words.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello out there. I wanted to give an update on my shedding that I got from being in my car with them, giving them a ride to go pick up their car from the shop on 6/23 of 21. With a mother and daughter living together. They both had the Pfizer shots, 1 and 2. It's over 2 years now and 3 months. And I still have the headaches here and over here. And sometimes, like, I'll feel dizzy when I get up, like, here and there, you know. And I tell my neurologist aide, you know? I don't think it's normal to have headaches for over 2 years and 3 months. And they said, well, we did an MRI, CAT scan, MRA, which is an EEG. So at every test you can think about on my brain. But, you know, if you have microclotting, it don't show up on the scans, and we all know that. So that's what sucks. I think that's what probably is what's happening. I have microclotting. So I bumped up my neck and knees, see? My neck and knees. I bumped that up. I'm taking 4 now on an empty stomach. See, I got my Halloween decoration up there. That's my bedroom. I decorate a little bit for Halloween. But anyway, because I'm in my bedroom right now. It's my get away from the craziness in the world. But so anyway, on my left fingers, they don't go as numb as often. I mean, every single day they used to like be numb when I'm sleeping and waking up. They used to be numb all the time. And now it's just like maybe, I say like 3 times out of the week now, roughly estimate. And then my period, because I'm 47, I have like 3 periods in a month sometimes, and then I have 2, and that's still out of whack. You know, that's still not the same. And then, of course, my vision screwed for life. You know, I mean, sometimes I still have the right eye floaters, and I can't see absolutely nothing in front of me at all. And I used to have 20/20 vision, you know, so it's real. You do get parts of their infectious shots. She told me she was having massive chronic headaches, and that should have been a sign for me to stay the hell away from her, and I'm having the headaches. Now, of course, I don't talk to her because she's mad because I... You blame
Hello
me.
Hello out there.
I'm
Happy
safe
Friday.
And effective, and
I hope
it's
everyone
your
has...
fault because you didn't take the shots. Just like my neighbors around here. It's your fault you didn't take the shots. And then one neighbor over here, Joan... She had the COVID shots. She was carried away in an ambulance from having COVID. She couldn't breathe.
How can that be that people, after all this time, I guess the answer is obvious, actually say that? You didn't get the shots. That's why you're sick. This is really, that poor woman, whoever, Lori, hearing that, and I'm sure many of you listening have had similar issues or seen them or heard of them, but people saying, you didn't get the shots. And there are some people who are literally on their deathbed saying, oh, I wish I had gotten that booster. I didn't get the booster in time.
Yeah, the cognitive dissonance is still very real and very prevalent.
All right. Here we go.
She's lucky to be living. And then the one across the street, she had Johnson & Johnson. She was in intensive care for 2 weeks because she had blood clots in her lungs. And then the other neighbor over here, he had the Mirena, and he had 2 shots, and then he had 2 strokes, back to back. And then the one neighbor over here, he had the Pfizer second shot, and he had a massive heart attack and was lucky to be living and almost paralyzed. So, and then the other neighbor up the street, because there's like 100 trailers in here. She says, ever since I had the shots, and she didn't tell me which one it was, I can't taste nothing, and I can't smell nothing. So there you go. Everyone I know is basically suffering. And my sister-in-law, she's like woke. She's like a big lip tart. And she trusts the science, and she probably got all her shots. And she has tremors and shakes. And my husband said to her, well, you probably got it from the shots. Oh, no, they're safe. They're effective. And they don't like us because, you see, we let's just say that she had that pussy hat on and she was marching, you know, and she promotes the shots, even though she shakes and she has tremors and she has neurological issues, she'll probably still get the 7th shot. And then, you know, they say, we're conspiracy theorists, you know, we're anti-vaxxers, you know. Well, you know what? Who gives a shit? Fuck them all, right? I mean, hey, she's learning the hard way. And I guess these people, you know, they can't put 2 and 2 together, you know?
No, they can't. And that's a real deficit in what's left of our culture. People do not think in linear common sense anymore. They just can't connect anything. It's sad. And they'll want to stand on whatever they've heard lately. They'll adopt that immediately as their baseline. They'll throw it at anybody who will listen. They're just not open. The cognition is almost gone in the large sense. They're always
they know, you know, with these fifth generation warfare tactics, how to reinforce a belief system so that these people are virtually, you can't wake them up.
It's true.
It's impossible.
It's true. Now they've done it. They've got these people wired shut now. There's just nothing going to happen. It's not knocking anybody. It's just a fact. Now this woman is explaining what her immediate neighborhood is like, and these people are all suffering from one of the 1,296?
One.
1,291. Yeah, they've
adverse
got
events.
It's true. And the real survival instinct of all herd animals, and we are a herd species, is if someone in the herd, whether it's elk, deer, African zebras, I don't care what it is, and humans, if someone is sick or in pain, they're not going to show it or talk about it because they don't want the herd to reject them. And I'm convinced that there are a hell of a lot of people out there walking around that you see every day who are, they're not well, but they're not going to tell you. They will not talk about it. They hide it. I just think it's called survival of the fittest. And if you're not fit, you're not going to survive. And your herd may reject you. Herds do that. They'll walk away from an ailing, sick member.
Well, we have the other component to this, too, in that something of a Stockholm syndrome, where the victim will defend or refuse to believe that the perpetrator, their captor, is abusing them.
It's true.
And I saw today, I almost can't believe it, but then again, what can you believe these days? It's so bizarre. The news about the DNA SV40 contaminants is now trickling to the surface, percolating to the surface, I would say, and more of the vax-injured people are getting wind of this. I mean, it certainly hasn't hit mainstream news yet, but if you're in any of these support groups and you're trying to get well, you're starting to see some of this chatter. And Canada, Health Canada, I guess, just admitted that these contaminants are in the vaccines, including the SV40 promoter in the Pfizer. And someone posted that in one of the groups, and there was resistance to it. Many people did not want to believe it. You know, they questioned, well, where did that come from? No, that's a, you know, kind of a squishy source. I wouldn't believe them. And even saying, well, yeah, Epoch Times is not reliable. You can't trust this stuff. And, you know, they can't possibly be true.
Yeah, it's terminal denial is what they're in. They just,
well, can you imagine? And
no.
Somebody finally said, well, how bad does it have to get for someone to finally realize that their government has done this to them? Tricked them into taking a shot that was not safe and not effective.
Right. That's
or
beyond
coerce
the call.
Them in some cases.
It's beyond the ability of many people to process that and accept it.
No, that's
they can't do it. Because it basically pulls the rug out from under life as they've known it. So it's too big of an issue. They can't confront it.
Well, especially if they've been dealing with some of these injuries that are incapacitating, and now they have to contemplate the specter of cancer?
Yeah, no. Awful. All right, we have another video from Lori, it's only 4 days old. It's a different one. It's to deal with the issue again of shedding. I haven't heard this one. Did you listen to this one?
Yeah, so she's basically chronicling the steps she's taking to try to get better. Mm-hmm. These headaches that she's been suffering from are, you know, not going away despite having had them investigated or evaluated. And, you know, there's no answer, which is quite typical of people who have sustained these Vax injuries and some of these people that have had shedding experiences. I think the cause of the headaches is different for different people. Sometimes migraine medications work to relieve them. Mm-hmm. Other times it's epilepsy-type medications. But they are debilitating, and so she's just describing a day in the life of living with this injury or illness.
We are such a chemical world. If you've noticed Biden lately, I don't know what they've done. They've tweaked his meds or upped the cocaine they're injecting in him, something. He's actually been, I won't give him guy credit for anything, but he's acting much more alive and competent, at least in the few video clips I've seen. He's not drooling and sloughing around. He's, I don't know, they're pumping him full of something, that's for sure. All right, here's Lori again talking about her own personal issues, again derived from simply giving a ride in her car to her two neighbors with the windows rolled up. Not good. Over 2 years ago.
Hello out there. Happy Friday. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend ahead of them. Stay safe. Have wonderful times. Enjoy life while you can. Make the best of it, no matter what your situation is. All right, well, the last past, I would say 4 days, I bought these chlorella tablets, 500 mg, they're organic. I got them off of Amazon. You get pretty many. You get 720, I believe, in this thing. So I take about 9 on an empty stomach right when I get up, and then I wait at least 4 hours for that to work, and it has been working. The toxins have been really coming out of me, and I noticed that the pressure on the top of my head is getting better. It's still there. It's still there on the top of my head, but it's not as bad. And when I do have a headache, I take an aspirin, and within 15 minutes, usually it's been going away. So that's, I think, is a good sign.
Product she mentioned is chlorella, C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A, chlorella, in case you missed it.
This is last past, about last past 3 days now. I just started taking this chlorella about 4 days, though. So I'm hoping that's a good sign. Remember, still to stay out of cars. With the Vax, I'm sorry to say that. I know it's been a long time since maybe they took a shot, but, you know, I've been hearing that, you know, they maybe can shed forever. And I still think if I did not give my Pfizer jab neighbors a ride, I would not have anything wrong with me. I think having two Pfizer jab neighbors in my car with the windows almost all the way up was just too much for me to take in and breathe in as they're breathing it out, and no ventilation at all when the window's almost all the way up and I was just inhaling it. And I think that's why I got the shedding very, very bad, because I had two in my car and they had the Pfizer, which is the worst. I think it's the worst out of all three of them are the worst. And so please remember to stay out of... And buses, too, if you can, you know, say, oh, you know, Christmas is right around the corner and I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to go look at lights with my loved ones. Just think, you know, do you want to take that chance? Yeah, you might be safe, but then you might not. Are they going to are they the ones that are going to shed forever, or are they the one that's not? So it's the luck of the draw, you know,
it could happen or it could not happen. I thought I was going to be fine. I thought it was like 2 months after their last shot. I figured I'd be nice. I didn't owe them a ride, you know. She came to my house begging me for a ride. But anyway, just don't make the same mistake that I did.
Okay, just another story from countless tens and hundreds of millions of people, billions around the world. Many of you are living in other countries all over the place, seeing the same kinds of things. Hopefully you're staying up to speed with what we're able to bring to you and what other sources you consult. But you cannot take this with eyes wide shut. You've got to be alert at all times. What your surroundings are, who you're around, you don't know. And every time you inhale when you're around the vaxxed, you are inhaling, unfortunately, things you don't want in your body. It's a matter of fact. Most people who are not vaxxed still have competent immunological function, and they can deal with a lot of this. But we think that there's a threshold beyond which, when you go there, you are open for the same kind of general illnesses and disabilities, which is what they are, or worse, as the vaxxed. So be careful. That's the message here. Holiday coming. Be careful. All right.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, you don't know what people's pre-existing toxic load is, for the unvaxxed that get exposed to shedding. And, then, you know, some people appear to be okay with it or okay for a long period of time. And that's a trend that I'm seeing now. People that thought they were unaffected are now realizing they are affected. And it's showing up in alarming ways. But, you know, people have a lot of undiagnosed mold toxicity that they don't know that they have. And certainly putting the toxins from the jabbed on top of that type of situation won't take any time at all to push you over the edge. And then there's this issue of latent viruses being activated after being exposed to shedding, you know, the most notable being these herpes viruses. And then Lyme disease. I'm also seeing reactivation of Lyme.
Not good. There's a new variant they're talking about, H1B, is it? Was that what it was?
HV1.
And we don't know anything about it. They're not going to tell us. We'll just have to watch. So there's, yes, a new variant. Merry Christmas. Not a surprise.
Well, I mean, the big issue for those who are not vaxxed right now is they are still giving out these new shots, whatever it is. And commonly, these people that are going for the COVID shot are also getting a flu shot at the same time. And people seem to be getting very sick with this combination of shots right now. And whether it's from the flu or just having a trashed immune system, I don't know. But I suspect they're shedding heavily now because they don't have the immune system to shut it down, to do it, you know, to mount an immune response against it. But remember, too, they've all had this antibody shift, this IgG class shift. So they're producing the IgG4, which allows them to tolerate the spike protein. So chances are, if they've just boosted themselves with you know, more instructions to make more spike, they're going to make a lot of it and not neutralize it.
No. All right. Well, this is going to be a difficult holiday season, but try and get yourself organized so you don't find yourself at risk as much as you might have. Think about it in advance. We'll be here all the way through the holiday season, hopefully, and advise you as best we can. And whatever we learn, we'll pass along. Let's go to our human file of the COVID Chronicles and see what's up. That's some new stories for you. We've got 3 severe shedding, 5 pains from shedding. That might be interesting. What about these severe shedding stories? Where do you want to start?
Oh, you pick. They're all good.
You always do that to me. All right. Let's see. Severe shedding. Let's see what that is. All right. Now, I read these cold and usually don't do well with some of these. The writing is so bad. Not to excuse myself, I should be able to do better, but these are hard to read. Eric is much better at it than I am. Hi, everyone. Obviously, there are tons of cases of mRNA-injected people and acquaintances getting sudden heart attacks. I'm wondering if any of you know any unvaxxed people who have had similar issues, i.e. their relationship with the jab, living in the same house, working in the same office, etc. I'm wondering, to what extent can shedding hurt us? With the help of the right herbs and food and distance precautions, 6 feet, I'd say 10 or 12, no exchange of bodily fluids, that means no sex, no handshaking, no kissing, no hugging, because of body sweat and body, all body liquids, fluids, are transmitting vectors. Aren't our organic bodies able to detox the toxic spike? Whereas the injected people's bodies are producing spike nonstop due to their altered DNA from the shots. Are there any study models or data on the impact shedding may have on us? Can we be damaged as well, even if it is to a lesser extent, over the long run? Thank you in advance for your input. All right, well, here's somebody who just doesn't know much about shedding at all. And at least they're reaching out, and that's good. But after all this time, you'd think, unless this person is coming from a strict diet of mainstream media garbage, they just don't know. So, good questions, and go ahead.
Okay, here's a reply. Yes, I have. No problems for 70 years, no doctors needed. Then I ended up sharing a house with one who had been jabbed for 7 months. Then my dog and I moved to another place, again sharing a house with two older senior women, both double jabbed and double boosted.
Ouch.
After living here for 9 months, I was suddenly hit with breathlessness and so weak I could hardly walk, plus heart palpitations really strong. I eventually had to go for an ECG and told I had to go to emergency. I was having a silent heart attack. I was at a cardiologist hospital and was diagnosed with AFib and congestive heart failure. I suspected shedding, but those doctors and naturopath denied it. Now I have been 6 months with swollen legs, feet, stomach, and all around my lower hips, back swollen, very tight and hard. Left arm and breast swollen, and I have noticed strange shapes under my skin on my swollen arm, plus a red small square shape under skin on my right arm, which is not swollen like my right. I've been trying different detoxes and cleanses, but nothing seems to be working or healing or cleansing. Would anyone be able to help with what I could do to get rid of this, please? It's blocked my lymphatic system and is impacting my liver, etc. I'd be so grateful if someone can give me some feedback and suggestions.
Shedding, 1,291. Or was it 921?
You know,
1,291.
Possible adverse events, and that comes from the Pfizer clinical trials documents.
Right from their literature, yeah.
Right from their literature, though these were documented side effects of the vax that they wanted to keep hidden for 70, 75 years, was it?
Mm-hmm.
So it took up 9 pages of these documents, all these various 1,291 possible outcomes.
Wow. Listen
to this. Nine pages of tiny print describing all these or listing them.
I'm sure it was nice and tiny, too. She writes again, now I have been 6 months with swollen legs, swollen feet, stomach issues, and all around my lower hip back is swollen. It's all very tight and very hard. Now, this woman is unvaxxed. My left arm and breast are swollen. and I have noticed strange shapes under the skin on my swollen arm, plus a red small square shape under the skin on the right arm, which is not swollen like my right, she meant left, my right arm. Okay, so what is this systemic edema? This body is now projecting all kinds of extra fluids. And what are these lumps under the skin? What are you, any guesses on that?
She was diagnosed with AFib, atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heartbeat, and congestive heart failure. So when you have congestive heart failure, you can certainly retain fluid like this.
Wow.
And something's going on probably with her lymph system if she's got lumps appearing all over the place.
Right. Someone answered that. This is the exact thing my 29-year-old sister, who is not jabbed, is going through. Not jabbed. 29-year-old going through the same thing. Just told congestive heart failure symptoms. I hope you find the cure. I'm looking at options. I will loop you in if something works. So there was a little response there. Anyhow, you see, the 20%, or maybe it's 10%, we don't know, 15%, who elected to have not been injected. And we would call them a pure blood. We don't think there are any pure bloods left to speak of. I think the shedding has pretty well taken a lot of people out, because we have now reports, a lot of them, of people who are unvaxxed who are having the same sludge blood that the vaxxed, the triple jabbed and quadruple jabbed, are showing. It's the same thing.
Right. Which makes you wonder, these places, there's not very many of them. There's two right now. And I think one might have been featured on the High Wire recently, of these so-called pure blood banks.
Mm-hmm.
What is their screening procedure?
I know. Nice try, but what are you going to do? It's not going to make any difference.
You know, you can only test for what you know to look for.
Right.
And, maybe we can test for spike, but I think there's probably fragments of spike that would evade that test that may still be, you know, biologically active and potentially problematic. I don't know. I mean, certainly it's better than the Red Cross, which isn't screening at all.
No, God, no. Red Cross is dangerous, dangerous stuff. Be careful.
I mean, the ideal situation would be, you know, if you know ahead of time you might need blood, to donate your own, but that's not always possible.
No, a lot of people say that they're not allowed to do that, by the way.
Yeah, the hospital gives them a hard time, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that that's entirely legal.
For legal? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. How does that matter?
Nice try. All right, here's a real quickie. What kind of microscope should we use to look at the blood? And an answer to that is, you only need 400 power magnification, but I bought a 5500 power to be able to see nanochips. The devil is in the details. When are you going to tell? Do we tell this person or not? This is awful.
That doesn't even approach nano.
No.
Doesn't even approach it.
Nope. But there'll be a lot of things to look at on the way there, and that person's, you know, if you're talking baseball, might get to first base, maybe, with that magnification. Okay. Pains, a lot of pains from shedding. Go ahead. There's five. Go ahead and do the first three. Keep it going.
All right. I'm having slight chest pain on a daily basis. I need to go and see about it. But will they believe it's due to shedding? I believe it is. Answer, they won't believe it's from shedding. They're not allowed to, but you do need to get it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
And this person replies, well, I'm 50, and I don't have heart issues in the family, and I've been fit all of my life. And another one says, I've had many issues from shedding. You actually tend to know who's vaccinated because you have those effects when you're near them. Once I had a fever that lasted weeks because I was continuously near the vaccinated during that time. I had headaches, migraines, heart palpitations, and it started to clear when I stayed away from them for a week. Best to get it checked out, a health check, but don't mention shedding. The doctors are not allowed to believe it's the safe and effective vaccine that's causing it.
Right. You know, here's a quick interjection. There are a number of stories that show clearly that people who are being bothered by the vaxxed, the unvaxxed, if they just get away from them, their symptoms seem to resolve to a substantial degree. Some
right.
completely. It's like that. It's our theory about having a threshold. You can take
yep.
on so much of this stuff. Don't go over it. And if you stop taking it on, you can recover. But if you break through that threshold, you may have permanent and irrevocable changes in your body. Here's another piece on this one. I had the same effects when driving a taxi cab. A wave of, I don't know, felt like a radiation or a sense against my skin. Some were more toxic than others. I get headaches, pressure from the outside of my head until these people left the taxi. And then the rotting smells started. It gave me fatigue. I guess his passengers were odoriferous. I gave up driving as it was getting too dangerous when I was falling asleep at the wheel. And now I am away from them most of the time. I get it back, though, in supermarkets. Health check said I was okay. I just took lots of detox herbs, etc. No, I think what he did is he got away from the source, whatever it is, as much as anything.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're absolutely right there. We're a group of friends from all walks of life. One of us is a taxi driver. He's our best barometer to what's happening because he speaks to around 100 people a week. In nearly 4 years, he's kept a record of around 13,000 people on how awake the population is. Some have even reported him for his level of conversation because they saw him as a conspiracy theorist. Most people are still asleep to what's happening, and he specifically notices and feels the shedding, too.
Yeah, I can't even imagine being a cab driver. No. Lori, the person we heard on the videos, she was a cab driver one time with her vax neighbors, so to speak.
Yeah,
and that's all it took. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kidney failure from shedding.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's see. A 19-year-old unvaccinated son of a friend suffered sudden kidney disease, diagnosed at stage 2. Stage 2 is kind of asymptomatic. You can only tell with a blood test. He was also struggling to cough and throwing up green phlegm for weeks when this happened. He was always pretty healthy, drank plenty of water, played sports, no history of it in the family, etc. So we was all pretty confused as to how it happened. The doctor just said kidney disease could happen at any time. But before all of this, he did have a short relationship with a vaccinated girl.
Uh-oh.
As it's stage 2, there's every chance it may not go into stage 3 if he takes good care of himself.
Talking about cancer here.
No, kidney disease.
Just kidney disease in stages?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, when there's microclotting, you know, the kidneys are suffering. The kidneys and the eyes, just like in diabetics, are very easily damaged from a compromised blood supply.
Right. All right, here's one that kind of dovetails with that. I think we can get this in here. Mini strokes. I am very concerned about my husband. Tonight, during our evening meal, he put his hand on his forehead and was just resting his arm on the table. And when I looked at him, he looked pale. And I asked him if he was okay. He did not answer. And I asked him again. And finally he said, quote, "I had one of those spells again." He was referring to something that happened a few months ago when we were in a restaurant. We had finished eating, and I got up to leave, and he just sat there. I said, "Are we going?" And finally he answered, said he couldn't get up because he couldn't move. I questioned him, and he said something came over him, and he couldn't do anything. He couldn't talk. He couldn't move. This is what happened tonight at our meal. It lasted for a couple of minutes, and he feels it coming on, and it is a terrible feeling. Has anyone heard of this? And the answer, go ahead.
One person says, well, that can be many strokes. He needs to visit emergency room after that.
These are microclotting. Mini strokes.
Yeah, probably, yes.
TIAs. It could be a number of things. He's in real trouble, though. This is not good. And again, 1,291 different injuries have been recorded because of these shots. And now we must include because of shedding, because I don't see any way to put a cap on these things being transmitted. Not anymore.
No.
If you've been vaxxed for 2 years, 3 years, your body is producing so much crap, you're just throwing it out all over the place.
Well, and it's being reinforced. I mean, people shedding on each other. You know, the vaxxed, people ask this question, and you know, are the vaxxed affected by shedding? Yes, they are.
Sure they are.
Yeah. And I can cite many, many examples of that. They, you know, particularly in the neurologically injured groups, they have to be judicious about being around big crowds of people that are vaxxed and shedding, because they will have exacerbations of their symptoms.
Please do remember that self-isolation sounds gothic, medieval, but it's true. That is your best bet to avoid toxicity and exposure to shedding. Don't be around the other people. And that's going to be very difficult for many. Some of you have made that choice, and you've minimized contact, and you're doing okay. But as far as pure bloods go anymore, it's a very small percentage, I'd suggest. Not like you'd think.
Oh, yeah, I would think.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's roll it up for tonight. We'll be back, 2 days?
Friday. Yeah.
And we'll update you then. Okay, good job. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
All right, gang, hold on. We'll be right back with Gary Holland coming up next. We're going to take a very close look at the ever-worsening, I mean literally by the hour, situation in the Middle East, the Arab world, and over here with a government that no longer represents these people, not Americans. Back in a flash.